Hello, everybody. It is Professor Dunnick, no longer Professor Harry. I decided that it would be better if I did Professor Dunnick. It just sounds better. Here with me today is, introduce yourself.
Trainer Andre. That's me. I'm a trainer.
So you're going to complain about Trainer Andre before we go on air and then decide that's what you want?
Yeah, because is it that Trainer Hubbard? Actually, I don't like that now.
Trainer okay. Hubbard. Then we're going with Trainer Hubbard.
So Trainer Hubbard.
Here with me today is Trainer Hubbard. Today we're talking about Pokemon again.
Pokemon.
It's Pallet Town. We decided I decided that Pallet Town is going to be strictly Pokemon because it's already Pokemon themed and everything. So, ta-da! That's what we're going with. Yep. We're going to have a separate video game podcast once I think up a name for it, and then we'll have a bunch of stuff ready for that.
And I'll be on that one.
Yes, you will.
Hopefully. I know more about video games than I do Pokemon, but the rest we're going to talk about later.
Yeah, so I have another beginner with me. It's yep. sad.
Yeah. I like a lot of people in here are beginners.
Yeah. I'm like, so. You guys also look very beginnerish standing next to me with my extensive knowledge.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, this and that and this. Have you done this, Dad? And I'm like, look, dog, I just took my friend's coffee and I just went ham with it. I beat Misty once. I hatched an egg. Misty, it was a Wobbuffet. I got very sad.
Well, you hatched an egg for a Wobbuffet and cried.
Yeah, because...
What, are you going to cry?
Because because my friend, he had this egg. When he gave me the game, there was an egg. I didn't make my own save file because I'm an idiot.
You're right.
And he had a Blaziken. So I was like, why would I make my own save file? He has a Blaziken. So...
So you got an egg from your friend thinking it was going to be something cool.
Yeah, and then he spent... Oh, it was going to be sick. And I didn't know how to hatch it. I just figured... And it just hatched on its own. I know you walk now. It hatched and it was a Wobbuffet. Or what comes before Wobbuffet?
All that. Why not?
Why not? It was a why not. And I was like, nah!
Put it all that. I think that's happened to me too before. I think you get gifted a why not egg in one of the older games.
Really?
At some point. Because I think I just kind of. Any egg that I'm given, they're kind of worthless. So I kind of toss them unless it's a Togepi.
So they're like predetermined. Yeah, they're. Eggs.
If you get one from an NPC, they're predetermined.
Oh, I thought it was all random.
No. So, like, you get a, I think it's in Diamond and Pearl, you get a Happini egg.
Mm.
And you get an egg, and if you take it, it's a Happini egg. Uh-huh. In Soul Silver and Heart Gold, in Silver and Gold, you got an egg, and it was for a Togepi every time. You get it from one of the professors, like Professor Rowan. I'm not too certain. I know you get it from a distant professor, and you have to do this long trek to get it.
That sounds epic.
Wait, yeah, that was Gold and Silver.
I don't like the egg hatching mechanic because it's kind of different. Because I just circle back like the filthy casual I am to Pokemon Go because I'm a filthy casual. I know when you're actually walking, it's fine because you're actually doing something. But mm-hmm. you're just walking around in the game.
I like how they transferred that from. The mainstream games with walking with the eggs, they put that in Pokemon Go. I think that that transferred very well because it's the same mechanic.
I'm not even gonna lie. I thought it was it didn't click with me why my egg hatched when I played Leaf Green all those years ago. Until I played Pokemon Go, I was like, oh, because I walked them. I was walking when it happened.
Yeah, you take a certain amount of steps to hatch an egg.
And I was like, wow.
It's supposed to give you like a bond with your Pokemon, really.
Oh.
So you've had it for longer, and you raise it from a pure level 1.
Lame. No bond. I just want something that looks cool. Like Blaziken.
I don't even like Blaziken.
What?
Well, you got so excited because you had this little chicken Pokemon, and then it evolved into a man. Because chicken evolves into man.
It's man.
It's a man.
It was always the opposite for me. I was like, I don't want this little chicken guy, and it turned into a Blaziken. I was like, whoa, this is kind of cool.
Well, the other starters.
He's a big man. I like the guy who looks like Ryu. He's also like he's like a rock guy.
Oh, anyway. Sock or Throw. Are they red and blue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you did play 5th gen.
I watched the anime.
Oh.
And I was like, there, that's cool.
Those are like some of the least favorite Pokemon from that generation.
What?
And in general.
I love them.
Nobody remembers them.
I do.
They made it into Sword and Shield, however.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure. Well, I'd have to double check that.
Well, that's good, 'cause I want them. I'm going to catch them. I'm going to take mine.
Put them in my pocket. I'm pretty sure they made it in.
Do Pokeball still expand?
Yeah.
get small?
Not in the games, but in the show, they do sometimes. It's not as calm, like as often as it used to be, okay. Where every time you click the button, it expanded, and then you threw it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really happen. They just kind of pull out the full sized, and then.
I remember not liking that in the show. I'm like, why are they doing that?
Like, what, that expands?
Yeah. Like
it's supposed to be more portable in your pockets.
That makes sense.
Because those Pokeballs are kind of huge.
Yeah, they are pretty big. I remember I had one that was
It's bigger than a baseball. Big.
Yeah. I remember I had one that was...
It's like a cricket ball.
When I was younger, I thought they were about the same size as a baseball, but nah, think about it now.
I think you have to have a full palm on it. Yeah. Two-hand throw. But now, in Sword and Shield, they have the Gigantamax Pokeballs mm-hmm. that are bigger than your chest. You have to two-hand it and chuck it to get your Pokemon huge. What do you think about that?
I think it's awesome. I always like seeing new forms and stuff mm-hmm. in Pokemon games, even though I don't play them typically. I always love seeing the new forms and stuff. I think it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Big old, monster fights.
Yeah, like, they're even bigger now.
Yeah, like, it's a boom. Like, I want a Charizard and make it, like...
The Charizard's the only previous starter to be in Sword and Shield, and he does have a Gigantamax form.
Wait, can I make it a Squirtle?
Mm-mm. There's
I'm
not...
I'm done. I'm leaving the podcast.
Wait, come back. So, yeah, some people are pretty upset about that. So, you have the three starters that are from this game, mm-hmm. that came out in this game. You have Sobble, Scorbunny, and Groogie, mm-hmm. But none of the other starters made it.
None of them?
Except for Charmander. That's the only previous starter that made it into the game.
Wow!
No Greninja, no Ash Greninja.
I loved Greninja.
Yeah, no Typhlosion, no Meganium, no Feraligatr, no...
I didn't know Greninja was a starter.
No Treecko, Mudkip, or...
I didn't know Greninja was a starter.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Froakie in X and Y.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Froakie, Fennekin, and Chespin.
That makes sense now that I'm stupid on... Use your noggin on your user brain.
I thought you played X and Y.
Mm-mm. I play the demo for Sun and Moon, and I actually got to borrow either X or Y from my friend, but I haven't done that yet. Maybe I should get on that.
I'm replaying Platinum right now. So, speaking of games that we have played, it's a good transition. Tell me about some of your favorite memories.
My favorite memory by far in the Pokemon series.
You already have it ready.
Yeah, it's beating Misty because I was trying so long. I could not let go of that Blaziken. I didn't know it was type defective or whatever. It was cool.
Wait, why did you have a Blaziken fighting Misty?
I don't know. I mean, he had it. I was memorizing. I was using my friend's safe.
Oh, so he probably traded it from another game.
Probably. Because he just had it. And I thought that was awesome. So I did make my own safe file. But he hadn't beat Misty yet.
You had a Blaziken to fight Misty?
Yeah. I didn't know. It was stupid.
What? Well, I mean, that should have beat it.
Well,
I
did.
I can't imagine Misty is that far into the game.
I beat it eventually. So.
Did you try to solo it with a Blaziken?
I had like 3-4 Pokemon with me.
What else was on your team?
I don't remember. I only remember the Blaziken. And I think there was a Venusaur.
Why did you just use the Venusaur?
I don't know, dog. That's probably how I beat it.
It has thick fat, so even if they had an ice-type move.
I was just like, I was like a little itty-bitty. This is like my first Pokemon game. So I was like, hey, you know what? They would just use whatever. I'm not going to be my own save file. You know, forget it. We're just going to see how it goes. And it took me a long time. But I beat Misty eventually. And I remember beating at my grandparents' house. My mom was there. And I was like, Mom, look, I finally beat Misty. And she was like, and then she started like going on this rant about how gamers are rowdy and games are disrupting the youth. Look how mad he got. No, because she said that because I was like, oh, I can't beat this Pokemon.
Pokemon man. The Pokemans.
The
Pokemans.
And she was like, look how gamers are. So I'm really distracted over there.
Look at how gamers. Chris, I got a little distracted too. Chris retweeted from our Twitter page.
Oh, what did we tweet?
That I uploaded the first episode of Pallet Town today.
Oh, wow. Oh, so, the woo! First episode's out today.
Yeah, it's official. This is episode 2, actually. Probably should have said that at the beginning. Two? Probably, yeah.
Oh.
You're second up to the actual professors, so there you go.
Oh, I feel so special.
So you that sounds like a great story, beating Misty, taking forever. Mm-hmm. Pokemon has that kind of effect, those memories that you remember forever. I remember my first game that I played, because I'm a younger boy, mm-hmm. Was Diamond and Pearl.
Mm.
And back in Diamond and Pearl, you had Piplup, Chimchar, and Turtwig, and I chose Piplup, so I had an Empoleon, and I named it Ace. And I was so attached to this thing. And I just remember it. It was very nice. I think my least favorite memory, though, was throwback to, I had it in my mind. Oh, I got a couple. Diamond and Pearl, same playthrough. Mm-hmm. The reason I lost, or like the reason I technically never beat Diamond and Pearl, was because I was fighting Cynthia, the champion. And she's one of the hardest champions in the series.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fighting her, and I walk in the door, like I'm coming home from my friend's house, like a couple houses down, and I'm walking in the door. And you know how, like, if you have a carpeted floor, there's that little area in the entrance that's, not cement, like tile. Like you have that little bit of tile floor, so you could like water doesn't soak into the carpet if it's snowing or something.
Oh, okay, got you.
So I was like right there, and I was so into my DS, I opened the door, and I tripped on something going into the door and dropped my DS.
Oh, no.
On the only bit of tile in the house.
No.
And it slams.
Uh-huh.
And you know how a DS is shaped where it has the two little
hinges?
Hinges? Mm-hmm. One of the hinges busted, so I could turn the screen.
Oh, no.
Horizontally. But I figured out that if I held it a certain way,
mm-hmm.
If I tilted the screen a certain way, it would flicker. The screen would flicker on a little bit.
Oh, so the screen was like off.
Yeah, the top screen was dead. The bottom screen still worked.
Oh.
The game was still running. So I was messing with it, like turning it left and right, because it's only supposed to go up and down. I'm turning it left and right to get it, and it's like fading in and out. I'm still like, trying to beat the champion while fighting it.
Like when you have like a shortage in your charger.
Yeah, and I'm like crying. Like,
oh.
And I'm like tearing up. I'm so close. Because I'm like 12, if uh-huh. that. Like I was probably like 6 or 7.
6 or 17.
Well, I'd cry if that happened to me now. And then one of my other least favorite memories of Pokemon, this one's more recent, Ultra Sun and Moon introduced Ultra Necrozma. I don't know if you've seen him. It's a big dragon made out of light. And
oh,
so,
I think I have seen him.
You probably have. He already has a crazy high base stats,
mm-hmm.
like up there with like Rayquaza and Kyogre and all of them. And like he has some crazy stats. And one thing that I wasn't expecting. I knew the fight was coming, but one thing that I wasn't expecting is that there was the totem battles in the game. So the totems got a random stat boosted. So you'd fight a Pokemon that's a little bit bigger than, or it's bigger than average, like a bigger Pokemon than normal. And it had a stat boost, like some would have higher defense or higher attack. Well, Ultra Necrozma, with its crazy base stats already, got a stat boost to everything.
Oh, wow.
So all of its stats were boosted, and it already had insane stats, and it had each four of its moves covered every single weakness it had.
Mm.
So I remember specifically it had Smart Strike, which is a Steel-type move that was for Fairy-types because it's a Dragon-type, so if you come in with a Fairy-type, you're going to, like, absolutely shred it. But they gave it Smart Strike so that it could one-shot your Fairy-types.
When did they introduce Fairy-types? I know that wasn't...
X and Y.
Oh, so they're, like, recent.
Yeah, Gen 6. I mean, actually, that was, like, 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, okay. So, okay, because I was, like, fairy type.
It's been a while.
Like, yeah.
I
know Jigglypuff is a fairy type, right?
Mm-hmm. They changed a lot of normal types to fairy types. Mainly every pink normal type is a fairy type now, like Granbull.
Makes sense.
Snubbull. Skitty? No, I think Skitty's still a normal type. But this thing just shredded my team. Like, it just absolutely mollywopped it. And it was very frustrating because I had to sit through and do, like 50 max potions and then, like, 20 revives in, like, one battle. And I was like, oh, this is horrible. Just let it end. And it was, like a 2.5-hour battle of me just trying to whittle its health down. And I was like, I swear if it has recover or something, I'm going to scream.
Jeez. That sounds... Man, it's like talking about this kind of makes me want to get back into Pokemon because I'm remembering how much fun I did have when I played it
mm-hmm.
and how much fun it sounds when I hear other people talk about it. So, you know, I'm going to pick up a sword.
You're going to get sword?
Yep.
God, why not shield?
Cause
shield gang.
You showed me the starter, not the starters, the Pokemon in it. And I was like...
The different lists.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, I kind of like...
Almost everybody is picking sword over shield.
Yeah.
I feel like the one person who said they're getting shield.
I kind of wanted to get shield because, like, I want to be the underdog, you know, when I get...
I just like the shield guy more than the sword dog. I like shield dog more than sword dog.
I like them both. Sword dog is...
I've always liked defensive Pokemon more.
Mm, that makes sense. I think I would like defensive more too because I don't like to die.
Yeah, same here. I can't handle using attackers.
Mm-hmm.
It's stressful, and I play competitive, so that shouldn't be how it is. But I just use defensive and then just recover all the time.
Right. That's how I. Oh, I played a lot of that fan game Pokemon Showdown.
Oh, me and Kobe have been playing Showdown. We played really? It the other night.
I always make the friend who I'm playing against make my team for me. Cause I'm like, okay, look, like, if I do it, I'm just going to pick legendary because that's all I know.
I remember doing that back in the day.
It was, I remember having so much fun with it. Okay. I remember having I just saw like this shadow behind me.
It's just engulfed.
It's like, Harry? Harry, where you go?
What's happening? What's happening? That's me when Ultra Necrozma came onto the scene. I was like, oh, God, oh, God.
Oh, can they hear that?
I hope not.
Yeah. But, what was I saying? Pokemon Showdown. Oh, bye, Chris. Sorry, that's Chris.
You're good.
Yeah, no, Chris. Yeah, I remember having a lot of fun with it. I didn't know anything about Pokemon still, so I let them. I remember using leftovers a lot.
Like using it on like three different Pokemon.
Yeah, because they were like, "This is good." So I was like, "Okay, I'm just gonna put leftovers on everyone."
So, oh, I did that for a while, where I put leftovers on a lot of Pokemon, and then I discovered there's a lot of other items.
Yeah, it was your leftovers or whatever made them turn to their, what's it called? Their, what is it when they have the extra evolution?
Oh, Eviolite.
No, the
Mega Evolving.
Yeah, so my leftovers or that.
I thought you were talking about Eviolite. Yeah. Well, I talked about the competitive scene a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to do a solo cast on the competitive scene because nobody in here has done the competitive.
That's true, yeah. I have a friend who has, but
oh god,
he's not here. If I could fly him out.
If I could fly him out. I need a group to play. I'm trying to get a huge group of people to get in like a Discord or something for Sword and Shield. We're going to have a tournament.
Ooh, okay.
And then I'm gonna do a cast about the tournament.
I might hook you up with him.
We might live stream
because he'll definitely be in it if you want him.
You'll probably be in it too.
I will be in it 100%.
It's gonna be after Christmas.
Good.
So everybody will have it by then.
Yeah, because I won't have it before then.
And that gives me time to absolutely prepare my team.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. I'm not gonna be in it. I'm hosting it because I would shred through. Final boss. I would. I'll play whoever wins finals.
Yes, please.
So there we go. Well, everybody has that to look forward to. I asked this to Kobe last episode, and I want to ask it to you too.
Mm-hmm.
What are you most, like, if you have any expectation of the game, Sword and Shield,
mm-hmm.
What is it? Like, what do you want? What are you dreaming for?
I'm dreaming for a really good open world environment, which I've heard not so great things about so far, but I'm hoping that they pull it together, and that's going to be at least fun. I'm hoping for a great character customization also.
I think you're going to be excited. I can confirm there are.
But
those are something that the game has.
It's there. But that's honestly what I'm looking for. It's just because I've never been a huge turn-based guy. Mm-hmm. I hope the visuals are nice also. If they have like really good animations, that's what keeps me in a turn-based RPG kind of
game. That's what game. Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's
like Final Fantasy, how it gets you.
Yeah. Like
their crazy attack animations.
Or Persona.
Yeah. Especially.
Like, I'm not an RPG guy, but Persona...
God, Persona.
Real me.
We'll talk about that in the video game podcast.
Yeah. But, but yeah, so that... If the visuals are nice, animation-wise, I don't care about, like, graphics and stuff, but, I mean, if the visuals are nice, too, that's a plus. If it has a nice, fun, open world to do stuff in, was another thing that got me. Kind of really felt like I had much to do in those open worlds.
But maybe without spoiling too much, I'm going to talk about just trailer junk here. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've had any spoilers this episode. I'd have to go back and listen. But
I don't think so though.
The wild area is where you catch a bunch of Pokemon that you can't really find in the main, like running through the main game.
Oh, is that glowy mushroom looking?
Mm-mm, that's a different area. The glowy mushroom forest. The wild area was that big open plains. So it has dynamic weather, so there'll be like sandstorms and snowstorms, rain, and you can only get Pokemon during certain times, and it's this huge open area that you run around and just catch a bunch of Pokemon, and they're overworld Pokemon, so you're not like running through grass to get every Pokemon.
That's which, nice.
Sword and Shield did that too, so you have that to look forward to. I'm guessing you didn't play Let's Go Pikachu or Eevee.
I played a little bit of it.
You did?
Yeah.
So you know how the overworld, seeing the Pokemon is? Mm-hmm. They've mixed that and the original RNG grass. So you have some Pokemon that are, flying or walking around, but then most of them are in the grass.
Got you. Okay. With the grass mechanic, I hate it as a kid because I just want to run around sometimes. I'm like, oh, I have to go through grass now.
I hated it until I saw Let's Go. And then I was like, okay, I prefer this wildly more.
I loved how Let's Go handled it because then you can, avoid it if you wanted to or just run into it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Let's Go was kind of handholdy based on what I play. I played a couple hours.
It was to transition people from Pokemon Go to the mainstream.
Yeah, I figured as much, especially with the catching mechanic. And I'm not going to be in Sword and Shield, right?
No.
I didn't think so.
They might have an option to do it, but it's not the main. Another thing to look forward to in Sword and Shield, I know I wanted to do reminiscing, but we can just mention a few things about the actual game itself. Sword and Shield has skippable tutorials. That is the first time ever in the Pokemon series. So if somebody asks you a question and saying, do you know how to catch Pokemon, you can say yes, and they will say, okay, cool, and then continue with the story.
Thank you, because I went from mildly excited to super excited because I did not like the tutorials. So I was like, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I played every single Pokemon game to date, so I've done it just playing one time each. That's what, 18 times for playing every single game.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry to cut you off. No, you're good. I have Pokemon White still.
Gasp. I want to replay it. Can I borrow that?
If I find it, I'll give it to you.
You need to replay it. We'll I'll catch you up to speed on a bunch of stuff.
Okay, bet.
Very excited. I really want more people to get into Sword and Shield because I feel like this could be a really fun time.
I think so, too.
And I do feel like anybody that is listening that has any interest whatsoever, go and look at the trailers, research some stuff, see if you would enjoy it, and jump on that because it's going to be a good game.
Oh, yeah.
So, there you go. Ooh. I think we're ending it there.
We're ending it here?
Mm-hmm.
This was an amazing time. I enjoyed this a lot more. Not that I thought that was going to be unenjoyable.
Okay.
But it's
low expectations, huh?
I keep my But this was a lot of fun. It's got me a lot of really hyped from Sword and Sword and Shield. Oh, my laugh always looked the same one there.
You're excited for Sword and Shield?
Yes.
There you go.
Very excited for Sword and Shield. I'm leaning towards Sword, but Shield is kind of nice too. I don't know yet.
Okay, we'll see how that turns out.
We'll see.
What's today? It's the
14th?
It's the 12th.
Oh.
3 days.
3 days.
Comes out on the 15th.
I didn't even know it came out this week until you told me.
Yeah, this Friday. Game comes out this Friday. We're going to be uploading episodes on Sword and Shield up until it comes out. And then the following Monday after, I will upload an episode talking about it. Because hopefully I will have it by then. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hopefully expect an episode of me reviewing it. Don't know yet, and I don't know. It's 30 hours of gameplay, so that might just be a whole weekend dedicated to that.
Ooh, that'd be nice. I want to hear that.
And that's main game, not even post game. So
I will be listening to that one.
Definitely. So there we go. That's it. Thank you so much. We'll see you again. Thank you. I know we will see you again, Trainer Hubbard.
I will be back.
All right. Well,
I'll play some games. I'll be back. I'll talk about it. I'll be like, yeah, now I know this and that. I didn't beat Misty with a Blaziken. I'm not an idiot.
we'll rematch Misty on podcast. All right. Well, that's it. Thank you, everybody. This was Professor Harry, or Professor Dunnick, rather.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everybody.